Today's WBFO brief was recorded at around 8:30 in the morning. This is WBFO News.
Erie County will pay $3.8 million to the family of a woman who died in 2016, 20 days after she was booked into the holding center. The Buffalo News reports the settlement is for the case of India Cummings. A state panel that reviewed her care at the holding center called it, quote, so grossly incompetent and inadequate as to shock the conscience. A report found Cummings, who was 27 at the time of her death, was showing obvious signs of mental illness while incarcerated. She was eventually taken to Buffalo General Hospital, where she later died.
This WBFO Brief podcast is made possible by Canisius University, where high-flying grifts find a top-flight education. For the last 8 years, Canisius has been recognized on U.S. News' list of best colleges and universities. Learn more at canisius.edu.
Elected officials are continuing to ask the federal government to provide disaster relief for Allegheny County, as communities are recovering from last month's flooding. Both Republican Congressman Nick Langworthy and Democratic New York State Senator Kathy Hochul in recent days have been highlighting the impacts of flooding caused by Hurricane Debbie. According to Langworthy, Allegheny and Steuben counties have suffered millions of dollars in damages to roads, bridges, and critical infrastructure. On Saturday, Hochul's office requested a major disaster declaration from the White House. And the plunging cost of oil is continuing to show with lower prices at the gas pump. Analysts say the price of a barrel of oil has slipped below $70 as the national average of a gallon of gasoline has decreased 55 cents over the last year. According to the AAA of Western and Central New York, the average price in Buffalo for a gallon of unleaded is $3.48. That's down 3 cents from last week. The national average price is $3.27 per gallon.
I'm Jay Moran, WBFO News.
Don't forget to like or subscribe so you can help others find this podcast. And if you love it, leave a review too. The WBFO Brief podcast and the award-winning journalism of WBFO's news team are made possible by our members. Thank you for listening.